there was a guy who went to his doctor for his annual physical, and the doctor said, "You have to lose weight." "Let it go." He said, "So I'm putting you on this diet that I know works very well. I want you to eat what I have on this sheet for you, only on what you find on this sheet, for 2 days, and skip a day, then eat these foods again for 2 days, and then skip a day. Repeat this procedure for 2 weeks, and by the time I see you next, you will have lost at least 5 pounds. The guy came back 2 weeks later. The doctor was shocked. The guy had lost 50 pounds. I know. The doctor said, "That's amazing. Nobody has ever dropped that much weight in 2 weeks of doing this diet. Did you follow my instructions?" The guy said, "Yeah, I did exactly as you told me to do, but I thought I was going to drop dead on that third day." The doctor said, "You mean from hunger?" And the guy said, "No, from the skipping." Let it go. I love that story. A few years back, a teacher wanted to know from her students what they knew about manners and etiquette. She was finding that they had kind of a lack here and there. So she asked, "What's one thing you should never, ever say to another person?" And she expected to hear, "Don't lie, don't swear, don't make up excuses." One little boy raised his hand and said, "Never tell your mom her diet isn't working." How many people are here are currently on diet? How many people are current? Oh, come on. Thank you. All right, I had after the holidays, I was, you know. How many people have ever been on a diet? How many of you have found that the diet didn't work? All right. Yeah, but we keep trying, don't we? Every time I go to Barnes & Noble, there's a new diet book everybody is raving about until a week later, and then a new one comes out. Of course, we know the Weight Watchers, there's Atkins, the Zone, South Beach, the Mediterranean, Jenny Craig. But did you also know there's a Russian Air Force diet? I know, it sounds like a joke, right? Saltines, coffee, and 7 ounces of meat and a tomato. How do you fly on that? I'm sorry. There's a 7-day all-you-can-eat diet. The first day you eat all fruit. Second day you eat only vegetables. Third day you eat fruits and vegetables. Fourth day you go to Olive Garden. I like this one, the chocolate diet. Yeah. This is the crowd for the chocolate diet. Chocolate, pasta, and popcorn. Good, sugar and grains. I think the oddest one is the Mayo diet. No, not the Mayo Clinic. I thought that too. No, this one has mayonnaise in it. You eat a half a grapefruit at every meal. Half a grapefruit in the morning with 2 eggs and 2 pieces of bacon. For dinner, half a grapefruit, lean meat, buttered vegetables, and mayonnaise. On what? That one promises you'll lose 52 pounds in 2.5 months. Our way of eating in the last 20 or 30 years has created bodies here in the 21st century that does not process food in a healthy way. If you're a baby boomer, you'll remember growing up. Remember how big Coke bottles were? Yeah. 6 ounces. That was a Coke, not M&M's, the bags. Yeah. A little bag of M&M's, and we were happy with that. Today, go to the movie theater, you have to carry it with 2 arms. Restaurant portions you could finish and then have a small dessert. Today we've gotten into such denial about what we are actually eating, we have had come up with new rules about how to do this. Somebody, a writer, came up with these pearls of food wisdom. that she lives her life by now. She said, if you drink a Diet Coke with a candy bar, the calories in the candy are canceled by the Diet Coke. That if you eat cookie pieces, it doesn't count because the calories leached out in the breakage. Foods that are frozen have no calories at all, because calories are a heat unit. So you can have all the ice cream and fudgesicles that you would ever want to have, and it doesn't count. I didn't know this. Power bars make you thinner. When you go to the gym, you see people eating power bars. They're very thin, aren't they? So if you have a power bar or two or three at the gym, it doesn't count. I hope you're taking notes here. There was a minister by the name of George Malthus who wrote a book called God's Ultimate Way to Health. He went through an intense health challenge, and at the end of it, he wrote a book. He said, for approximately 42 years of my life, my diet consisted of what most people consider to be the old, good old American diet. Bacon and eggs, pancakes and sausage for breakfast, meat sandwiches for lunch, meat, potatoes, and sugar desserts for dinner, along with candy, soda, chips, peas, etc. He said, how did I fare on this diet? Well, I had my tonsils removed at 3, over 30 dental fillings by the age of 12, eyeglasses in my early 30s. By 42, I had serious gum disease, severe sinus and allergy problems, hemorrhoids, hypoglycemia and high blood pressure, and rapidly declining energy. He said, at 42, he was told that he had colon cancer. He said, why? God, why me? I'm a minister. I'm here doing your work. I don't understand. Someone has said that he actually inherited that problem from his mom. Everybody had some reason why he was going through it. Others in his community said that God was punishing him for some sin that he had committed. He said, I didn't know what it was. Then a friend said, your diet's wrong. Change it. I took his advice totally, and overnight, I changed my diet, and almost as if by magic, my physical problems began to go away. In fact, within 1 year, every physical problem I had was gone, and in more than 20 years, I have experienced no physical problems. At 65, I have more energy and endurance and stamina than I did at 20. He listened to the voice of God that was revealed by a friend. The friend told him something, shared something. But unless he heard it within and knew it from within, it was not going to be his truth. So he listened to the voice of Spirit within, and he listened to what steps he needed personally to take for this to happen. Right from the beginning of the Bible, it says, God reveals, there's a lot of healthy food for you to have here. Take all you want, but that over there, not that. What did Adam and Eve do? Right there. Went right there. Eve just had to have a bite to see what God was talking about. Just a bite. And even though it tasted good when they ate it, they spent their whole lifetime working it off. We know what's good for this body temple. By now we know what works, what the body wants. And we know what isn't going to make us feel good when we put it in us. So I have come up with this acronym that I have been doing. I had a little bit of a break during the holidays and having a wonderful meal on New Year's. But this week I've been working with it, and it's really wonderful. This is for me. This is what was revealed for me. It's an acronym for British cigarettes. So no fried food, no artificial food, no grains whatsoever. And no sugar. This works for me. It may not work for you. But you have to listen to your own voice in your heart, not your head, in your heart, to hear what works for you. I've been doing this and I've been feeling good. So when you do what feels right, what feels you're being led to do, then you know this is working. But it really does go beyond food. Food is just the last stop. As far as our consciousness of what we have going on here. The whole issue of what is right for us and what doesn't work goes right to the core of our souls. Dieting isn't so much about what we eat as it is what is eating us. Because if something is eating us, we're going to act out on that, on food that does not work for us. I had to get right within my own consciousness about what it is that I'm doing and why I choose to eat the food that I know is not working for me. Once we get that, then the rest is easy. It will follow, but we have to get to the core of why am I eating food that doesn't seem to be what I need? What my body's saying, please, can we take a break here? When we get our thoughts and feelings and beliefs in alignment with what is highest, the highest and best for us in our lives, then everything else begins to fall into place. When you understand the truth about what you're eating and why you're eating it, then when we awaken to the message of spirit within for wholeness, for peace of mind, for joyfulness, for loving feelings for ourselves and others, kindness to ourselves and this miraculous body, we begin to listen with love and wisdom to exactly what the body is telling us, what it needs as far as nutrition, exercise. How do we pamper ourselves? How do we relax? How do we take care of this wonderful God-given body? It includes, and again, goes way beyond food. It goes into our relationships. What do I feel about my relationships with other people? Our careers, our homes, our home life. Everything that is in our lives, on occasion, needs to be put on a diet of cleansing and renewing. Once in a while, we have to step back and say, is what I'm doing in my life, not only with food, but relationships and work and everything else, is this working, and do I need to release something for this life of mine to work? Jesus said, it isn't what goes into your mouth that causes your problem, it's what comes out of your mouth. It's right there. That's the challenge. It's what you're speaking about all day long. So as we celebrate this brand new year, we begin to focus on what is right with you and what you no longer need in your life for your life to work. So what's this good news about you? The good news is that God's power is stronger than any disease, any thought you may be holding contrary to your divine path. God's love is stronger than any fear you may have of being abandoned. Some people have such a fear of intimacy that they feel they need to break off the relationship first before it happens to them. When you know that God and I are one, that love is the ultimate reality, you don't have to do that anymore. That God's abundance is your source, not the company you work for, not the person in your life. God is your abundant good. God is your source. We can only know that truth by going within. I can share about this all day long at workshops and retreats. But until you go within and listen to your own heart tell you this truth, I'm just spouting what seems to be a good idea. That's why we need a new diet. Stop feasting on negativity. Stop feasting on debilitating ideas that don't work for you if they ever did. Now, we have to do that by changing our thinking about where that power lies. It's not with what the world says, or here's a new diet book that is finally going to make your life work, is what God is revealing from within. When we go in within in prayer and meditation, even just for a few seconds, we will immediately know what to do, what the situation is, and what steps we need to take for it to come into divine order. This is all revealed by God within you, spirit within you, in your heart, not by your reasoning. Not by you trying to work it out with your brain, because you can't do that, but by the divine intuition from your heart, from what you absolutely know at the core of your being is the right thing for you. A fellow minister in the Unity Movement shared his story with our class one day. He was a pilot during the Vietnam War, and one day he was lost flying over the mountains in a thunderstorm. Not only had the engines conked out, but the lightning hit his radio and navigation equipment. And to complicate the dilemma, he was almost out of gas. Now, when you're flying a plane and you can't see the ground, you rely on your navigational equipment because you may get vertigo and lose what direction you're going. And apparently that's what happened to John Kennedy Jr. This pilot thought, I have two options here. I can either bail out or hope that something miraculous will happen. At this point, he said he did something very unusual for him at the time. He closed his eyes and said, God, I need help. I don't know what to do here. You know within me. So he closed his eyes. And when he opened his eyes, he realized that his head was down and to the left. And when he opened his eyes, there was a hole in the cloud for 2 seconds, and he saw the airport. Now, had he been looking straight ahead where he was and freaking out, he would not have seen what Spirit had led him to see. He needed to close his eyes and not look at the perception of limitation that was in front of him. When we take even a split second to turn all of this over to divine love and wisdom within us, that truly is all the time that God needs. That's why we have a period of silence at the end of the meditation we have. Some people tell me that's my favorite part of the whole Sunday service, is those few seconds of being quiet. Because that's when we hear Spirit. That's when we allow Spirit to pour forth. Now, we may not hear it that very moment. People often think, oh my gosh, I don't hear it. I think I'm wrong. I shouldn't come to Unity. I'm unusual. No, that's not the truth. 99 out of 100 times, you're not going to hear it at that very moment. What you're doing is you're setting yourself up to hear it. So you may go to brunch later, and all of a sudden, the idea will come to you. Or you'll go to bed, and you'll wake up, and there will be the idea. What we're doing in the silence is setting up the consciousness within us for that idea to come forth. So don't think that if you don't get it immediately, it's not working. Divine intelligence is always revealing what we need to do, where to go, how to do it, and when to do it. We just have to quit yammering long enough for Spirit to get a word in. Now, in Unity, we have a process in the beginning of the new year to help us remember that the power of Spirit is always at work to help us release what we don't want and to accept what we do. The first part is letting go of what doesn't work in our lives anymore, even if they never did. Sometimes we just hold on to them because they're comfortable, because we know them, but they don't work, and so we're not going to let them go. We're going to let it go right now. So in your little packet you got, with your bulletin, you're going to have a large piece of paper and a small piece of paper. I want you to take out and an envelope. I want you to take out the little piece of paper. Now, if you don't have a little piece of paper, it may have fallen down, it may have got lost, it may have run away. Raise your hand if you don't have that little piece of paper, and our ushers will be around to help out with that, okay? So don't freak out. They'll be coming down. Now, the little piece of paper, we have a few pens, so raise your hand if you need a pen. If you're a good neighbor and you have a pen in your bag or in your pocket and you're willing to share with a neighbor, that would be very helpful for us. If you've been coming for a few years, you probably are prepared. So I'll wait for you to get a piece of paper or pen. All right. Well, while they're coming around, I'm going to explain a little bit what we're doing here. I don't want you to write anything until I tell you to begin. What I want you to do on the small piece of paper is I want you to write small. And you're going to begin it with, I release back to God, Spirit, the universe, whatever word works for this higher divine power of yours. What do you want to let go in your life for 2015? Some things might be, I want to let go of the food that my body doesn't want. Some of the things that I mentioned may be some of the things you would want to let go of, or maybe totally and completely different. So I release food that my body doesn't want. I release this job that does not meet my needs, a relationship that died 5 years ago but I'm holding on to. I release an idea that I can't have a mate, that I can't have healing, that I can't have abundant good, an apartment in New York, whatever it is that you've been holding in your mind. Now, you're not going to write anything. What you do want, that's coming later. This is just the stuff that you don't want. Now, there's a reason why it's small. It's because you already know what this is. This is nothing new to you. You already know what you need to let go of for your life to begin to work. So I want you to close your eyes for a moment. Breathe into your heart. And again, I want you to ask Spirit, what is it I need to let go of? Just let a few things come up into your mind's eye from your heart. And when you're ready, open your eyes and write. I'm going to give you 3 minutes to write on this piece of paper. You can use both sides. It doesn't matter. But write small so you can get everything in. For 3 minutes, I want you to write what you are not going to accept anymore in your life because you deserve better. Okay? Go. You already look like you've released a ton of stuff. Feel gratitude for the realization that God is at work And now what I want you to do is take this little piece of paper and rip it up. Get your energy into it. Enough of this. And the ushers will be coming around with their cosmic trash bag that you can toss everything in. We'll take it away for you. We'll dump it. You've already dumped it from within. Now we'll dump it physically for you. Let it go. Throw it in there. Release it. No, it's no longer yours. Now, we do this in Unity. We call it denial. Denial doesn't mean that we're denying we're going through something. It's like, oh, this disease isn't real, and this money challenge is fine. I'm just affirming, la, 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 my bank account's full. That's not what we're saying. Denial means to deny something has power in your life. So you may be going through something, but what is the teachable moment here? What did you learn about yourself? What did you learn about your life through going through this? So if you put a person or a situation in, we bless it. We give thanks for it being in our lives and teaching us what we need to know, but we don't need that lesson anymore. We're finished. Done. Finito. No more. So throw everything into the bag. Let it go, and we'll take it off your hands here. All right. Take a breath. All right. The bag will continue to come around. And now we're going to continue with the second part of it, which is a lot more fun for some people. The larger piece of paper is what we call our letter to God. At the very top, I want you to write January 4th, 2016. You're dating it a year from now. Not today, a year from now. And this is a thank you letter. We are writing to the universe, to God, to whatever works for you. And we're going to put down what we're grateful for. You can do it as bullet points. You can do it however you like to do it. It's your letter. But we begin it with, I am grateful for whatever you want to see coming forth into your life. And that's all up to you. It could be greater health, or knowing that whatever the doctor said, that has nothing to do with the work that you and God are doing together. For abundant good, for knowing that you are financially in the divine flow of all good, that your career is moving forward the way you like it to, for a new home, for career, for peace of mind, for having time for yourself, for having a vacation if you hadn't had one for a while. Whatever it is that you're looking for, so picture yourself in this year, and what are you grateful for unfolding that, and where we're putting it in the past. It's already happened. So we're setting up in consciousness, this good has already taken place. Now, before you start writing, close your eyes. You always go to God first. You don't go to your head. Go to God first. It's always about going within. Huh? I keep passing it around. But, you know, hold the bag for just 1 second while we go within. Breathe into your heart. Feel gratitude. Feel joy. Feel a sense of excitement, of exhilaration, knowing that Spirit and you are working, co-creating your life for 2015 right here and right now. The good you're looking for is finally coming forth as you say yes to it. You give Spirit permission to move it into your life. And your joy, your love, and your enthusiasm is moving this into your life right now. Picture what is it that you would like to have. Body, career, relationship, home life, work life. What is it that you are looking to have? Affirm it's already here, already at work, and now we give thanks. When you're ready, open your eyes, begin to write. We're going to give you 5 minutes. Now somebody, 5 minutes, that's not enough time. You're certainly welcome to take the letter with you. You can bring them in next week. You can mail them to the office, whatever you want to do. I invite you to finish up today if you can. If not, finish by today, by this evening. Okay? We're going to give you about 5 minutes here to do this, so you can begin right now. What? Let God be your guide. When you have finished, close your eyes, go to your heart again, and ask if there's anything that you have missed. Ask your heart, ask Spirit within, and then write. If you are finished with your writing, then remain in meditation. Don't talk to your neighbor. Don't get up and get a drink. Just stay where you are. keep meditatively thankful and grateful, and then I will let you know when our time is up. Right. Music to create your life by. All right, when you're finished, I invite you to put it in the envelope, seal it. Now, every year, some people don't understand this part. Address it to yourself. Or where if you think you're going to be moving sometime this year, send it to an address where you know that you can get it. Maybe a parent or a relative or a friend. Every year, we get a few that goes to Unity of New York. We don't want your letter back. I mean, we're going to pray with you for the full year. We keep this at Unity. We pray with you all the year long, and we know the truth with you that God is at work and unfolding perfectly. But address it to yourself so you can get it back at the end of the year, and you can see how many wonderful things have happened. And even if it doesn't seem like a lot has happened, perhaps you know and you feel that they are truly in motion. So that's the exciting part of that. Again, if you have a stamp, we appreciate that. If you have a stamp to share with your neighbor, that's great. It'll help us to alleviate a little bit of the mailing pressure at the office. If not, that's fine too. We'll be happy to mail it back to you. So I invite you you will be giving this later. When you leave, you're going to bring it to the bag at the back. You can do the bag later. Do the bag. We'll do the collection of the letters later at when you leave. That'll make it a little bit more easy too. So I invite you to close your eyes for a moment. Hold your letter. If you gave your letter already, that's fine. Hold your letter. No, hold your letter. Don't give your letter away. Just hold your letter. Go to the back. No collecting the letters right now. Go. You'll do it when you leave here. Okay. That's very confusing right now to do that. Okay. So just close your eyes. Breathe into your heart. Feel gratitude. That spirit is at work. That you were in agreement. That you're a co-creator with God of all the good pouring forth into your world. It's happening right now. You've given thanks for it. The universe knows what it is you are desiring, and as Emerson said, is conspiring with you to bring it forth. Affirm with me, I begin my life anew. I begin my life anew. This year I live my life gratefully. This year I live my life. This year I live my life joyfully. This year I live my life in strength and power. This year I live my life in strength and power. This year I live my life abundantly. This year I live my life abundantly. I begin my life anew.
I begin my life anew.
Breathe into your heart and let go. Breathe in again and let go. As we begin the process of going within deeper, with knowing I am so blessed for all that I have, all that I am, and all that God is, let it go. God's got this. Your job is to be grateful, enthusiastic, and joyful beforehand.
I am so grateful.
One more time, a little quieter.
I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that God is. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful.
So blessed for the realization that Spirit is at work, that I am not doing this alone, that the full power of the universe is working in every cell, every tissue, every thought, every breath I take, every action, every word I speak is only filled with truth. And the truth in this new year is you are healthy and whole. That is the truth of a child of God. Whatever condition seems to be manifesting right now is a teacher. What am I to learn from this? And am I ready to let it go? So today is a new day. And I accept my health and my power flowing through my mind and body. Today is a new day, and I accept my health and power flowing through my mind and body. This is God's work. Not up to me to think my way out of this situation, is to open myself up to the power of God and let it be. I know Spirit is here revealing what needs to be done. And I am healthy. I am strong and well. Today is a new day, and I am a success in all that I do. My career is a gift that I give to myself and give to the planet. As I am blessed by it, I let it be a blessing to others. In what way is my job or my life a ministry? It's there. I just need to approach it from a different way. And I know when I do this for the universe, I am doing it in a holy, joyful, and perfect way. No matter what the planet names your job, it is your ministry. And you are blessed by it. And so are we. Success is assured when you let go and let God direct you. Today is a new day. Abundance, joy, peace, and love flow into my life as I say yes to all of it. Abundance is mine. Joy is mine. Peace is mine. Creativity. All good. Right here, right now. Nothing missing. Only a thought away. In the quiet of my being, just for a few moments, I open myself up, heart, mind, soul, to all the good that God is right now. Be still and know that I am God.
Breathe in.
breathe in a brand new you. Today is a new day. I begin my life anew. And so it is.